USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9/11 remembrances were held in Lower Manhattan, Western Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump and the First Lady took part. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
184 people died when one of four hijacked airliners slammed into the Pentagon that day, 18 years ago. President Trump placed a wreath at the Pentagon's 9/11 memorial and then said in his remarks,
"We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable."
The president was joined at that ceremony by Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is moving to ban flavored e-cigarettes, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
President Trump is taking credit for helping a Republican state senator win a special election in North Carolina yesterday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
"I'm going to Washington with clear eyes and a steel spine."
Republican Dan Bishop has inched out a victory over Democrat Dan McCready in North Carolina's 9th District congressional election. The margin of victory was about 2% in a district that President Trump won by 12% in 2016. Bishop spoke to reporters.
"We know what our mission is, and we know the future of our country is dependent on leaders who will stand strong to protect our values."
Tallahassee police say a suspect is in custody after at least six people were stabbed at an office this morning. The stabbing took place at Dyke Industries on the city's northwest side. Tallahassee Memorial Hospital confirmed they're treating six patients, but did not disclose any additional information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For those who witnessed the horror of 9/11 up close and personal, the sounds and images are embedded in their memory. Reporter recollections from USA Radio Network's Robin Wolinski.
"After both buildings were down, there was this enormous dust cloud, and we were running north trying to get away from it. I remember people barefoot in the street carrying their shoes. I bumped into a woman who was absolutely frantic looking for her husband who had been at work in the North Tower. And she tells me that she heard that he was alive, and she starts walking south when I grab her arm and I beg her to stay put, when suddenly her husband, covered in white dust, plaster, and huge rings of sweat, appears in the street."
"Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh.
Are you all right, sir?"
"I'm fine, thank you."
You're covered. What happened?"
"I was on the 65th floor of 68th floor of One World Trade Center, and there was a massive explosion. The whole building shook. I was only about 15 floors below where the plane hit."
California lawmakers are moving a bill that would allow college athletes to sign and get paid for endorsement deals. Former Stanford University volleyball star Haley Hodson says it's a step in the right direction.
"The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force."
Hodson was speaking there on NBC News. The bill did pass the state assembly 72-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.